The Tuesday Night Diner with Mike Litskin.
She spent her days amidst a dream of life upon a silver screen, of riches only known to queens and kings. Determined that she had surpassed the others in her acting class, she calling that from a magazine. They asked her, thought I knew you better, Josephine. The freshest face they'd ever seen, they turned her out like a machine and told her that she'd be the queen. But every time she got undressed, her conscience put her to the test. This wasn't how she thought her life would be. Spend all of your time upon your knees. Where is the girl we used to know? You traded in your self-esteem. I really hope you're happy, Josephine.
Dave Stevens, our man of the hour. We heard his brand new track, Josephine, and via the miracle of, let's see, we got several miracles going. We'll discuss those in a minute, but we've got the miracle of the internet, Skype, and iPhone, and our studio here. I've got, if all goes well, I've got Dave Stevens on the line from LA. Dave, it's a long time coming. We've not met before this, but I've been playing your music and really enjoying your music for the last couple of years. Very good stuff.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate all the support you've given me and all the spins you've given me on your show. It's been really great.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, full disclosure here, I've heard of you through the radio shows of our mutual friends, Michael McCartney, Adam Waltzmeyer. Those guys are huge supporters, and, you know, they're just definitely spreading the word as well. Really appreciate that.
Yes, I tell you, it is so amazing having a couple good guys like him and you, a few good men, right? backing me so well. It's, you know, the kind of grassroots support of everybody helping me out has been really, really an amazing thing for me as an artist. In this era of internet, it makes it possible for guys like me to be heard. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the same thing about radio, because before we had the internet, I would have a handful of listeners and never had any feedback as to how the music's sounding. Now it's like kind of a three-way conversation between the artists, the radio people, and the listeners. We're all like one big, happy group, really.
Yeah, it's totally cool. And I guess, you know, a lot of the shows, including yours, I think, has like a chat room element or whatever. And so I think you get to hear immediately. Some of these shows get to hear immediately what the people are liking and not liking and whatever. So that's really cool.
Does that help you when you craft your music, knowing, you know, getting this kind of feedback from listeners?
Well, you know what? I try not to let it, actually, to be honest. I try to just, when I write my music, I try to be not influenced at all from anything. I try to just dig inside myself and put out what I think is the thing I want to do next. Otherwise, I start getting stuck in the endless loop of wondering if people are going to like it, and that's really hard to predict. You know, sometimes if you're an artist and you're trying your best to try to figure out what the next big thing is and trying to do it, by the time you get it out, usually it's over anyways. So, you know, in my case, I try not to succumb to getting, you know, too into what other people are doing and what people are liking. And, you know, I just try to do what I like, and hopefully it reflects that of the people. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Now, when you get into the writing process, like you're working on a new album now, how does the writing go? Do you do all the writing first or do you kind of adjust as you go? How does that process come together?
Well, I wrote a lot of songs. For the album I'm doing now, I wrote 60 songs.
Whoa!
I wrote a song a day for a little while, just to try to get as much stuff out there and try to figure out what it was that I was trying to talk about and sound like. And then I went through a selective process of figuring out which ones are the ones that go together. And you know, it had been a while since I put out a record, about 4 years since my last album. And well, actually, I guess 2 years since my last album when I started writing.
Okay.
And I wanted to write a whole brand new album. I didn't want to have anything on there from, you know, old songs that were hanging around. Because by the time I had gotten a couple years out from finishing the last album, those songs were old now. You know, I really wanted to say something new, so that's what was really important about this album, is that it was all fresh new material.
That's a good point. Now if I have the titles right, Here We Go was the first, and Stories for Copper was the second one.
That's right. Always mistaken as Stories for Cooper. People are always asking me who Cooper is.
Not me. So I'm thinking of Live back in the 90s. I always think of Throwing Copper. That's the one I always mistake it with.
Right. Exactly. So you know, Copper is pretty popular. Their subject back then, so there you go.
Let me ask you, what did Stories for Copper, what did that title mean?
It was basically, that album is kind of an homage to my having grown up where I did in Canada and outside of Vancouver. I grew up in a very kind of lush, forested kind of area, and autumn it was always my favorite season.
Oh yeah.
And so I was really trying to write an album that was kind of like this autumn-y type feel, you know, very natural sounding and acoustic and that kind of thing, and the leaves are kind of a copper color, so that's kind of what I was going for, you know, like this whole kind of autumn feel, you know.
Beautiful.
And then of course I have red hair, so people usually go for that with the bit of thing and be a little more literal.
There
but,
you go.
But that's kind of where that came from. As well, actually, the one thing I didn't bring up is that there's a song on the album called Stories for Copper, and that song is a little bit more literally about, you know, writing songs for pennies.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's kind of that was another kind of element of that name.
Very good. Very clever title. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the new one, is this one going to be a bit of a departure from the previous two?
I think it's just the next thing. You know, I love all my older works, but I really wanted to do something that sounded more fresh and new. And you know, I got a lot of really, really, really good comments and feedback on my last albums, most of them about how I sound so much like my influences, like the Beatles and things like that, which is never a bad compliment at all. I love it that
Very
I sounded
true.
Like that. But, you know, there was a certain part of me that was going, you know, I wouldn't mind if I found my own feel and my own thing and didn't wear my influences so much on my sleeve. So maybe I can try to write a whole fresh batch of songs that is a little bit more modern and works more with today's music than the greats of yesteryear.
Well, that makes sense. And speaking of influences, I hear a little Billy Joel in your voice. Is that a good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People used to always ask me what my band sounded like, and I always said, well, if Billy Joel fronted Queen, it would be close, right?
Yes.
So Billy Joel is a huge, huge musical inspiration and influence from ever since I was a kid. So, and definitely having been a piano player for most of my life, that's a big part of it too. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with sounding like any of those people. As a matter of fact, I think you're pretty lucky if you do.
Yeah, for sure.
But the truth is that, you know, I didn't want to keep reminding people of stuff that was 30 years old. You know, I kind of wanted to do something that still had the good hooks and stuff, but was a little newer sounding. So.
Yeah, definitely. And so here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, and you're moving on. I've heard a few of your songs, and they're great, and the audience will get to hear those in a few moments. When did you first start playing music?
When I was pretty young, about 7 years old, I started playing piano.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not going to say what year that was.
No, I can tell you it's somewhat after I turned 7. I know that for sure.
Yeah, there you go. So I started when I was 7, and then in my teenage years, about 15 or so, started playing guitar.
Okay.
And played like crazy through all my teenage years and all that. And then just out of need, I picked up the other instruments because I most of the time end up playing the mini instruments on the albums. And so after so many years of playing the other instruments, I started playing bass guitar and learning how drummers drum and, you know, that kind of idea.
Wow.
That stuff I picked up later. But certainly, yeah, it's been a long time.
On this new album, are you going to be playing most instruments on this one?
I played a lot of the instruments on this one. I have a great drummer. His name's Cody Upcraft. He played all the drums on the whole album. And I have some guest appearances from some of the guys in my band. Ricardo Vidana is the guitar player in the band, and he actually co-wrote and played on one of the tracks. It's called Falling Away. But mostly, yeah, almost everything on there is me, with the exception of a few violinists and background singers and stuff.
Oh, that's great. What's the name of the new release?
It's called Time Will Tell.
Time Will Tell. Very good name. And what are you looking at for a release date?
Well, last July.
I getcha.
I'm actually trying to get it finished this month. I'm just at the kind of very end of tweaking and mixing it right now.
Oh, great.
And I've been saying for a long time, July, and I'm trying to hold true to that promise as much as I can. At least have it all mixed and stuff and ready to put on iTunes and stuff. I may not have it in my hand come August 1st, but I certainly hope to be finished the whole thing.
Well, that's good. How is the how's the production going at this point?
Very good, but it's a huge production. This album, I tried to write kind of what I would loosely call a concept album. And instead of just writing a bunch of songs and recording them and then doing it all separately, I recorded it all as one great big piece of music.
Ah.
So I'm not mixing each song separately. I actually have it all in one great big, you know, recording session, and I'm going through and mixing it as if it was one huge piece of music.
I hadn't heard that before, but it's going to definitely have a unified sound, I would think.
Yeah, that's really what I was going for. You know, if you listen to Dark Side of the Moon.
Ah, yes.
You know, or whatever, that whole album kind of like has, you know, interweaving melodies and has different instruments coming in and out, and there, you know, the production is good all the way through, and all the strums sound the same all the way through, and all the guitars are, you know, all have the same kind of sounds, and that's kind of what I was trying to do on this album, is have that cohesive kind of sound.
Are you the producer of this one?
Yes.
Great. Mind if we give a spin to Dealing with the Past right now?
That sounds great.
All right. We're speaking with Dave Stevens from Los Angeles. He's about to release his Time Will Tell, his third album, and we're going to hear off that album, Dealing with the Past.
This is Recharged Radio.
Sit at home, I'm wondering what to do with myself these days. Thinking about the whirlwind that is blowing right before my face. I can see all that lies right before me. When will I stop dealing with the past?
do recall is nothing like I've ever felt. Nothing like I've ever felt before. It's sad, although one thing I'll always know is even in the darkest times, in my memory I can find
Dave Stevens, a new track from him called Dealing with the Past, and just really loving it. I've got Dave on the line right now from Los Angeles. And Dave, got to ask you, my sources tell me you have a big gig this Friday at a new place in Santa Monica.
I do, yes. Thank you for bringing it up. I'm playing in Santa Monica, for all those that are listening online in California, in Southern California, at a place called Trip, Friday night, July 16th. I'm playing among some other singer-songwriters and stuff later in the evening, about 10:30. I'm on, and it is a new place for us, so we really appreciate if you're listening and you like the music that I'm playing. Come down, because we're playing all the new record at this show, and the more people we can get, the more they'll book us. So
it kind of works like that, doesn't it?
That's right. So I really want to show them that we can bring people out. So come on down. We'd love to see you out there.
And a great chance to road test the music. Now, do you play out much?
Well, I'm starting to now. I've been in a studio for so long here trying to get this record done that I kind of put the band on hiatus. But this is the first of many gigs coming up. We actually have three gigs booked right now, and there'll be more coming all the summer, all within L.A. No plans of touring as of yet.
Aww.
But yeah, well, maybe we can make it up to where you're at in Sacramento. We'll see. But yes, this is the first of many gigs to come. So you know. Come on out and see the band. Love to meet you.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, and I know you're playing at the Pop Garden Radio Festival August, right? At the Orange
August
County Fair.
August 15th, yeah. I'm playing that one. It's going to be at the Orange County Fair. So last day of the Orange County Fair on the 15th, and many other really great bands playing that day as well.
Yeah, I looked at the lineup. Some bands we play on this show are there, so if I cross my fingers and play my cards right, I can go down there and meet you all and just have a blast, really.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It'd be good to meet you after all this time.
Yes, finally. So how can my listeners get a hold of your music? We've got the first two albums, Here We Go and Stories for Copper, and I know tracks are going to come out for Time Will Tell pretty soon. How do they get a hold of that?
Online, you can download everything on all the different music services. iTunes, if you search for Dave Stevens, both Stories for Copper and Here We Go are on there. As well, you know, Napster and Rhapsody and all the many different music subscription type places. If you want to get physical copies, you can come and order them right off my website at davestevens.ca. That's for Canada or California. That helps you remember it better.
Yes.
And of course, my name is spelled with a PH, not a V. So you won't find the right guy if you look for Stevens with a V.
That's
but yeah, davestevens.ca is where you can buy merch and my albums and the new one should be, you know, out early August in physical form to be able to get off my website and hopefully Amazon and stuff. And I have a Facebook profile as well. If you want to come and be a fan of my music on my Facebook and get all the updates and stuff, you can find me there at facebook.com/ I think it's Dave Stevens Music Profile. So it couldn't be any longer than that. But come like the music and, you know, you get updates on when we're playing and stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. So definitely pick up some of the Dave Stevens music. And last question, I always ask everybody this oddball question before getting into the music. What's your favorite food or foods?
Greek food.
Yes.
I love Greek food. I love anything with tzatziki and hummus. And skewers of meat. I'm all over the Greek food.
Did not take you long to come up with that. Yeah, I'm there with you. That's an awesome cuisine. Wish we had more of it in Sacramento, but love it. Dave Stevens has been my guest here on the radio. Thank you so much for spending time with me, Dave.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate all the support and getting to come on your show. It's very cool.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And we are going to sign off with one more upcoming release. You Are Mine, I Am Yours, Dave Stevens.
In the end, I am yours and you are mine.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Reach out.